One ball, two strikes. Trevino's pitch swung on, little pop towards third. Bohm is there. He'll make the catch, and the ball game's over. The third shutout win over the Pirates this season.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn is behind the glass. A lot to get to, including the Phillies 8, the Pirates nothing. Heck of a night last night for Christopher Sanchez, for Justin Crawford, for Trey Turner. Good night for the Phillies, who have now cut the lead in the NL East to 2.5 games. Elliot will join us an hour from now. We'll get in some Eagles stuff. We'll finish the Phillies. USA soccer tonight at 8 o'clock against Bosnia. We got a lot going on. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Philadelphia. You know, I had some thoughts on my mind this morning, but the first thought that I have is make sure you stay cool and stay hydrated today. It's going to be kind of warm today.
Well, today and tomorrow and
it's
Friday.
Gonna
be warm, man.
It's going to
be hot.
Yeah. And another thought that I had, just want to give a shout out to Jason Kelce, man, and his Shorebirds, because we were just talking about it in the break. Dude raised over $1 million in 2 days.
$1.26 million for the Eagles Autism Foundation. It's amazing. It is amazing.
And all they did was like drink and jump in cheese balls and look for stuff.
You know what? All that matters is how you get there. Just to
do.
Just get
shout
there.
Shout out to everybody that participated in that, man. Shout out to everybody that donated. Shout out to him for putting on this event and keeping it as fun and festive as it was, man. Him and his wife, man. They're a great team. And to hear that this morning in 2 days to raise over $1 million for the Eagles Autism Foundation, that is crazy.
It's awesome. It really is. We were happy to be there last week, and congratulations to them. And it all goes to a great cause. So that is an awesome piece of news. Hugh, it's also awesome watching the Phillies win last night. 8-0. Sanchez, you know, he bounced back.
He's doing
from
his thing.
Yeah, last week wasn't great, but he bounced back, and he was awesome. He's been awesome the entire year. The offense had a good night last night. Trey had a good night. Justin Crawford,
who had a good night?
Trey Turner had a good night last night. Yeah, I mean, had a good couple weeks here.
Interesting. I'm just
Right after some
birthday.
Idiot said to trade him.
He had a birthday.
Well, Joe tried to trade him on his birthday.
Yeah, as if I knew. Like I keep track of all these guys' birthdays.
I don't know, dog. I think you did. Yeah. I think. Honestly,
do you know the birthdays of any of the Phillies?
Mm-mm.
Okay, thank you. I don't either. I mean, I don't know.
Whatever.
You know what? Here's what it was. A good night for the Phillies. Good night for all of them. And, Hugh, another bad night for the Atlanta Braves. And now you wake up today, and the Phillies are just 2.5 games out of first place. This thing was 11 just a few weeks ago. And now we sit here today, 2.5 games out of first place. And I'll tell you what, Hugh, I know, you know, there's multiple ways to get into the playoffs. You don't need to win your division. And we have seen the Phillies, this Phillies group, right, make runs out of the wild card. 2022 to the World Series, 2023 beating the Braves, getting to the NLCS. And I know we've seen them in the last 2 years win the division and not go as far. I get all that. But now that this thing is not just in striking distance, heck, the Phillies could host the All-Star game in first place. I mean, they could surpass the Braves in the next week and a half. That is not out of the realm of possibility with the way they're playing and the way Atlanta's playing. And now that it's coming into focus here, it's absolutely something I want to do. And I think it's a big deal for the Phillies to try to take this division. Few things. Number one, it gives them just less games they have to win potentially if they can get a bye. You know, because if you want to get the bye, you have to win the division. So that's kind of where my head is at. I want to get as high of a seed as possible. Less games to have to possibly win to win the World Series, but an older team kind of lock in on maybe fewer W's to get in the month of October. And the other thing is, you know, whether they're going to be the 3 seed if they win the division or the 2. You know what I would really like to do?
What's that?
I would like to avoid the Dodgers until a 7-game series. That, to me, last year was one of the biggest things that flew under the radar, that the Phillies were like, yeah, whatever. We're the 2. We don't have to be the 1. You know, we see the Dodgers in the second round. We see the Dodgers. Well, beating that team in a 5-game series is hard. I'd rather have it a longer period of time where the strengths come out and the weaknesses come out and maybe you have a better chance. So just 1 or 2 games doesn't just shift the series. Right now, if I had to guess, the Dodgers will be the 1 seed. So if the Phillies could win the division and push for the 2 seed, they could avoid the Dodgers. And even if they end up the 3, right, have home field in the first round, end up the 3, then play Milwaukee next, you could avoid the Dodgers till the NLCS. I think it's a big deal to take over this division, surpass the Atlanta Braves, win it. If it's the 3 seed, all right, we'll play a wild card team. If it's the 2 seed, even better, we get a bye. Hugh, where do you come down on this? It's going to be an interesting way to see how the Phillies handle it the next few months because they're an older team. There's a good chance, I think, we go into September and say they're going to make the playoffs either way, right? They have a cushion in the wild card. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be more of like a choice. Do they push for this? Do they push their arms and their older players to win the division or not? Is it a big deal for you to win the NL East?
You know what? Given that we've won it a few times and the outcome has been the same over the last few years, it'd be nice. But I think that you're looking for bigger fish. You know, and when you talk about the history of this team the last few years that I've been here, in the wild card spot, they've fared a little bit better.
Well, they did, yeah.
They fared a little bit better. So I'm of the mindset it would be nice to get, because at one point, Joe, and I think it was like last week, we're like five and a half games behind, or something like that.
They've made up a lot of ground
fast. Made up a lot of ground quickly, because we had this conversation earlier. And I'm of the mindset now, it's nice to get, but keep your eye on the prize. You know, and I think that's the most important thing, because we're tired of getting T-shirts. We've had T-shirts, because that's what I equate it to. It's almost like the same thing as winning the NFC East. It's a big deal when you do it the first time. But after a couple times of doing it, it's nice. It's a nice accomplishment, but you want to get that ultimate goal.
Yeah, and look, the ultimate goal is the ultimate goal. I just look at it like winning the division gives them a better chance to get there. Now, obviously, the last 2 years they've had the division, and they haven't won. I tend to think this is all small sample. We've reacted very strongly in the last 4 or 5 years to the new format of the Major League Baseball playoffs. And we think we know a lot about it. We really don't. I mean, it's been a handful of years, right? So 20 years from now, assuming they keep this same format, we're going to have a lot of data that says the bye is an advantage or this or that. I don't even think we have enough data to base anything on. It's a small sample. And yes, this Phillies team has come out of the wild card and gone deep a couple times, and they've won the division and not gone deep a couple times. I recognize that. And I don't care about a T-shirt or a banner. I mean, I could care less about all that. I want to win the World Series, and I think winning the division and specifically chasing down the number two seed is huge. And if they can do that, like if you look at the bracket right now, because they have, you can look right now at the projected bracket. If the postseason started today, the Phillies would be the number five seed in the postseason. They'd be playing the Chicago Cubs in the first round of a wild card series. And that series would start at Wrigley Field. They'd play a 3-game wild card series at Wrigley Field. And the way baseball works is the 5 and 4 seeds, those two teams, they go play the one, whoever wins. So if the season ended today, the Phillies will play the Cubs in a wild card round. And then immediately, if we beat the Cubs, we're headed to LA to play the Dodgers. Guys, I want to avoid that. I want to see the Dodgers later in the postseason, not early. To me, the longer a series is, the more likely the better team comes out of it. Give me the Dodgers later. Meanwhile, the other series is the Braves, who currently are leading the East, and they would take on the St. Louis Cardinals, the sixth seed. And the winner of that will play the Brewers. So even if we're the three, I'm happier with that. Give me the Cardinals and then the Brewers to get to the NLCS. 215-592-9494. The NL East isn't just within striking distance. Like, it's there. There is a chance that we wake up next week. I would not be surprised if we get to the All-Star game here in Philadelphia, and the Phillies are in first place. The way the Braves have played, the way the Phillies have played, they're going to catch them at some point really soon here. I want to win the East. It's a big deal to me. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on winning the division for a third straight year? Kyle, where are you on this? As the Phillies are, I think they're only one win behind the Braves now. It's wild.
It's unbelievable to even be having this conversation, considering where we started the season. It's important to me for all the reasons you just said, like the, you know, makes it more practical for a playoff run, especially if you get the two seed, can avoid the Dodgers, all this and that. I do like the fact that maybe it would give the Phillies a sense of like, you know, like we are them going into the postseason, winning the division that way. But really the number one reason is I just hate the Braves. And I think it would be hilarious if we came all the way back from 10.5 games to begin the season and to sort of put a stamp on what this era between the Phillies and Braves has been. It's like, we own you. We own you. 22 playoffs, 23 playoffs, both times like that. Probably shouldn't have gotten through them. The Braves are the better team.
Yep.
And then to do this, like, you could cap this thing off with like, yeah, and we stole the division from you. I just think that would be awesome.
Here's a framing of how quickly the division has changed. Ready for this, Hugh? On May 30th, I remember seeing this, and I went to look it up to see if I was right on like this thing I saw. On May 30th, the Braves were the first team to reach the 40-win mark in Major League Baseball.
They were hot. They were pretty hot.
40-19. At that stage of the season, the Phillies were 30-28. So the Braves had 10 more victories than the Phillies on May 30th. The Phillies could get to 50 wins before the Braves. That means in the month, the Phillies could jump the Braves by 10 full wins.
That's crazy.
It's crazy how quickly this thing has changed. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Is winning the division a big deal for you? As the Phillies try to win it for the third straight year, they're 2.5 behind now. I think it's a big deal. And I think specifically if they could, I thought last year the Phillies just almost didn't care where they were seated. And it didn't really make much sense to me considering there's a team that has been better than everybody else in baseball for a long time now. And you just were okay playing them in a short series. Like, just think about that Phillies and Dodgers series last year, how close it was. In a small series, at a short series, I should say, you have one bad game, you're screwed, right? You make one mistake, you're screwed. In a seven-game series, you got a way better chance to make up for that one or two games where things go the wrong way, and maybe the better team plays it out over time. If I can avoid the Dodgers, I want to avoid the Dodgers until a long series. And you know what? Here, you go back to 2022 and 23. You know what was part of the reason the Phillies made those runs? The Dodgers got knocked out before the Phillies had to see them.
Yeah.
So if you can avoid the Dodgers, guess what also could happen? Someone else could take the Dodgers out. I mean, to me, it's about the best path to winning a World Series. Would I like to beat the Dodgers? Of course. That would make it extra fun, right? Like beating Ohtani and Freeman and those guys in Betts. But there's also a path here, Hugh. If they can put themselves on the other side of the bracket and someone upsets the Dodgers, great.
Yeah. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but I want to be, if it was me, I want to play the best team. But if somebody knocks off the Dodgers, they're going to probably be playing with house money, and they're going to be feeling real good about themselves. But I hear what you're saying, Joe. You want to try to get as far as you possibly can in this series to put yourself in the best position to win.
Yeah, and I also, if we have to see the Dodgers, which is pretty likely, I want to see them in a seven-game series. I want to see them in the NLCS. And if you win the division and you climb up to the two seed, the most likely thing is they're the one seed, Phillies are the two, and you're on opposite sides of the bracket. That's the best way to go get through October here. 215-592-9494. A lot to do today. We start with the Phillies after another good win last night. And Sanchez was brilliant, making his case for the All-Star game. We have a prize to give away as well today. We'll get to it all. Will in the Northeast up on WIP. Will.
Dream team, what's going on, baby?
Good morning, Will.
We on a roll, man. Mm-hmm. Listen, I agree with you, man. Listen, they need to be afraid of us this season, man. Listen, man, I don't care who we go against, man. We're going to take them down this season, man. And listen, I keep telling you, Turner is going to turn around, and he's turning around. And guess what? All we need him to do is do what he's been doing, and that's hitting, baby. And he's doing a good job. I'm proud of you, man. You're turning your game around. You helping the team win. And that's what we need out of the rest of the players, man. And I just want to say this, like, I don't want to focus on the NLCS.
Yeah, that right there is hard.
NL East. We'll just call it the NL East. Yeah. Yeah, we're good.
Yeah. I don't want to focus on that. I don't want to focus on the All-Star game. Listen, I would like them to skip the All-Star game. Because I just want to say this, man. Every time our players get in that All-Star game, they just start to booze out. Skip all that, man. Keep the focus and go all the way this season, man. Let's stay focused on one thing, and that's to win it all, man. Because guess what? Like I keep saying, it's now or never. And guess what? I'm looking at now, baby, because this is the team to beat. And guess what? We're coming in wrecking shop this season. That's all I got, baby. Let's go, Phil.
You got it, Will. Appreciate you. How about Will saying skip the All-Star game? I don't know about all that. I mean, it's an honor.
But yes, yeah.
Well, it's also here, right? I mean, being here.
And you want to be a part of it when it's here.
Yeah. I also think, I know the Pro Bowl was a thing after the season. This is in the season, obviously. But it's it's an accomplishment, especially a guy like Brandon Marsh, right? Like, if he makes the All-Star game as a starter, that is a huge, that's a career achievement for him.
Yeah, him and Alec Bohm. Mm-mm. You know, I mean, the second time, second, if he makes it, nope. Second All-Star. Matter of fact, it's
pretty decorated.
Yeah. Can we just agree on this? I mean,
you know what? Was too much, Scott. I didn't need that.
You can have your fun. Can we agree it's ridiculous if Alec Bohm starts the All-Star game?
No, it's not.
It's ridiculous. It is.
He got voted in. How's it ridiculous?
If they vote me in, it's ridiculous.
No, it's not. Admiration and adulation.
Yes.
He doesn't
like
belong
everyone
as
does
an
All-Star.
What is he? He's pretty decorated.
Very decorated.
I can't. For my sanity, I can't have Bohm start the All-Star game. I just
Why
can't
not?
Do it. Because
I'm voting. I'm about to vote. I'm voting. Going for Alec
Bohm. You have to negate his vote.
I'm going to vote for Muncy.
For every vote that
Let me ask you guys this. Do you think he has more double plays grounded into or home runs?
I don't care.
Well, that sounds like an all-star to me.
He's an all-star.
No, he's no.
Listen.
No. Time out.
People.
He's not
an all-star as much as Shador was a Pro Bowler, Joe.
Do me a solid, everybody.
It is the Shador Pro Bowl thing.
Everybody do me a solid. If you're sitting at your cubicle today, Go vote for Alec Bohm for the All-Star game. We need to get Alec Bohm in.
I like how you make it about you and not the Phillies player that's made it to this stage.
We need to get Alec Bohm in. He's made it to the second round.
No, we need to
get Alec Bohm in, people.
What we need to do is get...
Don't listen, Joe.
What we need to do is get Brandon Marsh, a deserving All-Star.
Well, he's going
to
probably go, but we need to get Alec Bohm in.
He still needs our votes, Brandon Marsh.
Okay, both of them. Vote for every Philly.
What about Stott? Why is the Stott erasure now? He's on the ballot,
too? Vote for every Philly. I'm voting for everybody. I'm just saying, I need everybody to vote.
The integrity of the game is at stake with this Bohm thing.
Vote at your cubicle. Vote.
If I see a 630 OPS, 620 starting the All-Star, I'm going to vomit.
I want him in.
I'm going
to
vomit.
Can we get Tucker to make an AI version of Hugh as Uncle Sam telling people to go vote for Alec Bohm?
Go vote for Alec Bohm.
I need to see that.
Vote for all the Philly. Man, listen, let me go. Like, before Joe made me forget. Got to get my
I'm going to cancel you out with some Muncie votes.
Uncle Sam Douglas over here.
All right. I'm going to try to let this go, but it's a joke that he made it to the final two. All right, 215-592-9494. Connor in Ridley's up. What's up, Connor? Connor? All right, Connor Bell. Well, you wanted to talk about the Dodgers.
Got on.
Yeah, we'll put him back on hold. Jeff in Wilmington, always ready to roll. What's up, Jeff?
Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Huey, the only thing that Alec Bohm leads to be an All-Star in would be grounding into double plays.
Hey, listen, he's on the ballot. Voting for him. He's a Philly.
Okay.
He's a Philly. Right.
The integrity of the game is at stake. I want you to know that. The integrity of the entire sport, and you're at fault, Douglas. Go ahead, Jeff.
Birthday Trey's heating up a little bit, Joe.
Yeah. Birthday Trey, I like that.
Rescind my trade offer from yesterday.
Okay.
I don't know. Hey, I told Kyle, at a minimum, I think they should go for the second division spot because that'll guarantee you a home three-game playoff.
Yes.
That road three-game playoff is tough, man. Anything can go wrong there, you know. So that worries me a little bit. But, hey, win the division, especially since we're this close now. We've come this far within a short amount of time.
Yeah, and Jeff, I think it'd be different if we were having this discussion and it was still six, right? Then it's like, all right, we really got to put our foot on the gas the whole summer just to get within striking distance. But with the way the Braves are playing, it's not going to surprise me if at some point in the next few weeks we are in first place. Like that, they're really struggling, and the Phillies are playing well, and the Phillies have a road trip here against, you know, some pretty bad teams, right? Kansas City and the Tigers and the Reds. Like the Phillies could roll until the All-Star break in first place, which would be amazing.
It's not impossible to get the number one spot from the Dodgers. It's improbable, but it's not impossible. And even if that happens, I wouldn't be mad either because that means you've been grinding all summer long to get to that spot, and you may need to rest some guys. So a few days off to wait for that three-game series to finish, I wouldn't be upset about that either because I think you're right. There's not enough data to show which team fares better in a three-game spot or not. You know what I mean?
Right. Like in the NFL, we have 30 years now, right, of at least six teams making the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Up. Now, it's changed a little bit because we used to have two byes. Now we have one bye. But we have a lot of years that the bye is a big deal in the NFL. I mean, it's just, you know, it's
a real big deal because of the injuries and guys just beating each other up all the time.
Yes, right. Baseball, we're not quite there. And Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. But I do think it does kind of open your eyes, the fact that the Phillies have had years where they've gone from the wild card round all the way. But Jeff pointed out, a three-game series in baseball is a three-game series. It's anything could happen. We saw that when the Phillies were an underdog and they took out the Cardinals in 2022. So that's the nature of it. I want to be on the opposite side of the Dodgers. I want to win the NL East. And the Phillies are, I'm trying to think, I think it's 20-4 when Wheeler and Sanchez pitch, which is an incredible number.
That's pretty good.
I mean, the more times I could line those two up to start game one, game two, the better chance the Phillies are going to have to win the World Series. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Good morning, Chris.
Happy July 1st, man.
Happy July 1st, Chris. We are in the month of July.
That's
training
crazy.
Training camp starts at the end of this month. You ready for that, Hugh?
Yes, I am.
All right. Chris, what are you thinking?
Guys, I mean, first of all, you guys mentioned it, the public announcement, and it's going to be hot. Dude, July's coming in hot like Fat Aaron in San Diego for some free donuts. So people, be safe today, all right?
That's a shot.
Guys, The Phillies, yeah, harpoon the whale. The Phillies won the NL East weeks ago, and I'm glad, like, the only people that haven't admitted it are starting to come around that are, like, a little blind, you know, kind of like the morons that, you know, were in denial that A.J. Brown would be traded. Like, this is over. We're winning it, and it is important that we win the East, Hugh Douglas. It is important. We need the buy. We have an older team. You know, Jeff just mentioned this. We have an older team. They need to catch their breath, let their old bones heal a bit. And as of today, the reality is we don't have great depth in our starting pitching. So a short series doesn't help us. We need the longer series of a 7-game versus a 5 or a 3, because then it gives us a better odds of being able to use Wheeler and Sanchez twice in a series.
Yep.
And also, the home field advantage of this, Joe, if you can get Sanchez pitching at home, he is below a 1 ERA at Citizens Bank Park this year. So that's what I want. I need that. And Hugh Douglas, Hugh?
Yes.
Hugh. Yeah. I see you over there wearing red again. If you think that the Phillies – it's not important to win at LN and Elise, that it's not important. We know why.
Oh,
we know
Atlanta, Douglas.
Here. This is
seriously?
About Atlanta.
This is
because
we're doing
you want to go down there. You want to go to Bucky's. You want to go to Atlanta and pop champagne in the Braves team locker room and hang out with your buddies down there. We see what you're up to here, Mr. Turncoat. We see Atlanta Hughes true.
This guy's
colors.
Unbelievable. He's unbelievable.
Unbelievable you are, Douglas. Well, unbelievable.
Now, Chris, he is wearing a shirt that is a Philly goat shirt. It's not an Atlanta shirt. So it's a hometown shirt.
Facts are what the facts I want
okay.
to see.
Okay. That's all that matters. I get
Joe, you and I are vibrating on a higher frequency.
Always.
We know what Douglas is all about.
Is this
here.
A ruse?
He did see through you. He did see through you. Yeah. Raise another banner for the Braves in the division. Ridiculous.
Exactly. Because you know what it is? We know Hugh could be petty. He's mad. He's still mad that his takes of defenses is a luxury failed. His take of AJ not being traded failed. So
yeah,
he's mad.
Rough.
He's petty. He wants to get back at us so he can laugh at us. Ain't happening, Hugh. Guess what? We're raising an NL East banner
I'll
again, my
that.
Friend.
I'll take that, Chris.
And Atlanta's gonna come in looking at our tail side. Have a good day, man.
You
have
got
a good
it, Chris.
Day and stay
appreciate
cool,
it.
Man.
Stay cool out there. All right, 215-592-9494. Is winning the division important to you? We're now just 2.5 games back of the Braves. All right, on the other side, we'll tell you about the prize we're giving away, set you up for Hughes Clues. And speaking of the Braves, who we're trying to catch here, Bob Nightingale on player rival executives who they think the Braves will land at the deadline. Which player that is, we'll tell you about it, and how it could affect the NL East in a huge way. That's all coming up. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.